In this bonus episode, you'll hear a real and thoughtful conversation between Keishi and Valerie, two individuals with deep experience working in communities impacted by opioid use disorder. They discuss an often overlooked but powerful concept in patient-centered care: understanding people's daily rhythms and drug use patterns. From timing appointments to building trust through curious, stigma-free dialogue, this episode highlights how flexible, compassionate care models can truly improve outcomes. As you listen, we invite you to reflect on this question: how might understanding a patient's lived experience and asking the right questions change how and when you deliver care?
There was another piece that came up while we were talking earlier that I want to follow up on, and that was around knowing people's rhythms and drug using schedules when we're trying to get them to care, right? So if we know that people get up in the morning, but they don't actually go and start using until 10 or 11, can we schedule their appointments? Can healthcare providers ask, be curious about that, and schedule their appointments to make it more likely that people will show up?
That's something I advocate for with providers a lot, because the 7:30 a.m., that's hard for me.
Yeah.
And whenever I hear that, and I think people are really scared to ask providers for different appointment, but it's important because they don't want to inconvenience them. But if you're not going to make your appointment because it's too early, we should go ahead and ask for that later appointment. And so I have a steadfast rule: when I am scheduling my participants, we don't have appointments before noon. They get up, they get ready, they're able to get themselves together. If they have to use to be able to function and make this appointment, we're through all of that. And then we go, instead of just straight out of bed and who knows when the last time they slept or ate or anything is. So I really advocate for afternoon appointments.
It's interesting because my experience is a little bit the opposite, in that I wanted to meet with people before they tied one on, like before they were too high that they didn't want to meet. But also I didn't want to meet with people that were in withdrawal because they can't engage. So there's a lot of moving parts in this. And what it means is that you have to have real conversations, curious conversations with people to know what's going to work best for them to be able to not only show up, but be able to engage and get the most out of their appointment.
And no, absolutely. And giving someone time to get their sick off so they can, when they have to go find it. So that's why I'm an afternoon appointment. But it does work in reverse sometimes if they're too slapped, or if we're going to seek care because of pain, and then that pain's dampened,
then they can't give the scale of 0 to 10 accurately.
Well, then they're like, I'm fine. I have a broken leg, but I'm fine. And I'm like, you're not. You're on an opiate. So it's always a catch-22, but we do need to know our participants to be able to work with them. And I am very privileged to work so closely with the people I serve. I do know their habits and their schedules and like what time frame is going to work best for them. So I think that's one of the reasons we've had the high success rate that we do with engagement in medical care.
No doubt. That was an interesting point you brought up around people's pain. So there might need to be some follow-up questions. Let's say somebody does have some opioids on board, but you know, what's your pain now? Oh, you have opioids on board. What was it before you took them? What is it when you don't have them on board? So a little more follow-up questioning to get a more balanced picture.
Thank you for listening to this conversation with Keishi and Valerie. Their insights remind us that effective care isn't just about what we offer. It's about how, when, and why we offer it. What small change can you make in your practice to meet people where they are? Can you adjust your schedule, language, or expectations to help someone show up and engage more fully? This bonus podcast was developed by Interstate Postgraduate Medical Association, the California Academy of Family Physicians, and Perfectly Flawed Foundation, with support from an independent educational grant provided by the Opioid Analgesics REMS program companies. For more information, please visit core-rems.org.